Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. It's been a hot start to the week, and the heat could continue here in Georgia. A heat advisory is in effect for much of the state today, and forecasters are now considering issuing an advisory for tomorrow. That means limiting your time outdoors. National Weather Service meteorologist Dylan Lusk says heat like this is not unheard of in August.
We're in an area where it's definitely warmer than quote-unquote normal. That being said, this isn't entirely unusual.
Lusk says a cold front could come in as early as tonight, and that would bring temperatures down to more seasonal levels. A strong economy locally and nationally was the central focus of the Georgia Chamber of Commerce's annual congressional luncheon today. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao started off her speech with some good news.
The economy is doing great.
She said unemployment is low, more jobs are being created, and the Department of Transportation is running more efficiently. Chao cited the reconstruction of Georgia's collapsed I-85 in 2017, a project that she said came in under budget and ahead of schedule because of streamlined regulations. Senator David Perdue, who is running for re-election, also spoke about the importance of maintaining the country's free enterprise economy. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Macon.
Several dogs in Georgia and other southeastern states have died due to toxic algae in lakes and ponds. GPB's Josephine Bennett reports.
The blue-green algae thrives in summer sun and phosphorus runoff from fertilizers. John Crabb is with Estate Management Services, a Brunswick company that manages ponds and lakes across the country. He says they've been flooded with calls and reminds people the algae is easier to spot on sunny days.
You're looking for certain toxin-producing cyanobacteria or blue-green algae, and at certain levels that it takes to be toxic.
The algae is so toxic that animals that come in contact with it can die in as little as 15 minutes. Water treatment generally includes targeted algicides that kill bacteria and work within 24 hours. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett.
I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.